Time for our weekly visit with a network analyst assigned to the Browns game. And this week, it'll be Jim Mora for Fox. He'll be there for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Seahawks, and we welcome him to the show. How you doing, Jim?
Vic, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So a couple of 2-3 teams going at it, but, Jim, differences in the sense that the Browns come into this not feeling, I guess, quite as good as the Seahawks do. And, of course, the Seahawks had a bye, but they had a win before their bye, and the Browns are kind of reeling from back-to-back losses. What's your general take of both of these clubs?
Well, you know, Seattle had the big win at the Giants and then their bye week, so they've been feeling pretty good about themselves for the last couple of weeks, and they're playing a lot better offensively. Defensively, they've been doing an excellent job stopping the run, struggle a little bit in pass defense. But, you know, anytime you got a win in your pocket in your last game, you feel good about it. And typically teams traveling from west to east struggle, but the fact that they went into New York and got a victory on the East Coast, emotionally that'll help them. In terms of Cleveland, you know, I'm excited about what's going on in Cleveland. And I know they've had a couple of tough losses and they had some special teams breakdowns and things like that. But I think that you're seeing an emerging team in Cleveland, and I really like the things that Colt McCoy's doing. I know that his numbers aren't great, but he's been a pretty good fourth-quarter passer. They're doing okay on third down. They've suffered some injuries. Obviously, you know, we'll find out if Peyton Hillis is going to play or not. It doesn't look like he is, but I think that what Pat Shurmur's doing in conjunction with Mike Holmgren is building an organization from the ground up that's built to last. And when you look around that building, you see some of the people that have a connection to the great teams in Green Bay and the great teams in Seattle that Mike put together, you've got to be impressed.
And Jim, you know this system and you know this formula and you've worked with Mike. Give people a perspective of what it's all about from the inside.
Well, I mean, Mike's got a plan, and he's going to stick to that plan, and he just needs to get the pieces in place. And it's really a system that was originally developed by Bill Walsh. And, you know, people talk a lot about a West Coast offense, but really it's a West Coast system for an organization. And it starts with, you know, how you acquire your players, how you evaluate in the draft, how you evaluate in free agency. It extends into the coaching ranks in terms of how you prepare, how you meet, how you evaluate your own players, how you install your offense, how you install your defense. It's very, very detailed. I mean, it extends all the way into, you know, what you eat for pregame meal, what time you get to the stadium, what time you go out for pregame warmups. I think if you looked back, if you looked at the Cleveland Browns now and you evaluated their game, the day before game routine, their game day routine, heck, their weekly routine, and even their training camp routine, it would probably be very similar to what Bill Walsh used to do in the glory years with the 49ers. And it's a proven formula. It works. Pat Shurmur is the perfect guy to operate under those parameters because he understands it. He's level-headed. He's smart. And, you know, like I said, I just think this is an emerging franchise. I think they've got the leadership in place. They've got a good young quarterback. They've got an excellent coaching staff. And they're going to be a team you need to contend with here in the near future.
Jim, the Seahawks come into this game with a second-year head coach in Pete Carroll, second year in Seattle, and a guy who is all about the positive reinforcement, the kind of that hyper-enthusiastic approach, not unlike the approach you've taken to coaching, which is very much in the high-energy sense, and I think people do respond to that. And clearly this team responded to that at least well enough last year to be a playoff team, even though it was 7-9, win a playoff game, and this was after nearly 300 transactions. Where is their program after all that rebuilding of a year ago that they did, that major overhaul? Where do you think it is now, 5 games into the season?
Well, I mean, I don't think the overhaul is complete yet. You know, they're always tinkering with their roster, and you mentioned all the transactions they've made, and heck, they made a big one last week in trading Aaron Curry, former first-round draft pick, to the Raiders. So I don't think the Seahawks are adverse to trying anything. I think eventually you have to kind of settle in and grow your team from within. But I think that they're still in the they're still transitioning. I think it's a good young team. I think they need a quarterback, a consistent quarterback. I'm not sure if Travaris Jackson's the guy yet. I'm not sure if Charlie Whitehurst is the guy yet. I think that they've got an outstanding running back in Marshawn Lynch. I think they've got a good receiving core. You know, they'll get Zach Miller going a little bit more at the tight end position, but this Doug Baldwin, who's emerged, the rookie out of Stanford, obviously Sidney Rice has emerged. He's a good player. Mike Williams, who played really well last year, hasn't gotten going yet this year, but he's capable at any time. And then I think they've done a really good job of building a physical, strong, imposing offensive line. Now, those guys, you know, they've had some injuries, so they haven't been able to play together yet. But I think when you look at the makings of their offensive line, it's going to be a good group here in the near future. But I think this is a quarterback-driven league, and I think you have to have a quarterback that can win it on his own on occasion. And I'm not sure that they have that guy yet. But they're getting the pieces in place, that's for sure.
Jim Moore is joining us. He will be Fox's analyst for its coverage of Sunday's Browns-Seahawks game. You can also catch Jim on the NFL Network, the great work he does there, breaking things down. The Seahawks have made a dramatic shift offensively the last two games, going with this hurry-up, no-huddle, this real fast pace after being conventional offensively through the first three, and it's been a huge uptick in scoring that they've seen as a result of it in these last two games. If you can discuss how that's worked for them, but also the challenge that it presents for the Browns to defend it.
Well, it's been successful for Seattle for the last 2 weeks, and I think, you know, you catch people off guard a little bit when you do that. And I think what it does is it simplifies things for a quarterback. It simplifies his reads. It makes his game easier. And if you've got a quarterback that's a little bit limited in ability, then maybe this is a way to spread the field out a little bit, keep the defense from becoming too exotic, because it's tough to get signals in. It's tough to get lined up and do things quickly on defense when an offense is operating no huddle. And it's been very effective for them. The challenge it presents for the Browns is a couple of things. Number one, you know, you would like to be able to roll your defensive linemen through in any series and keep them fresh, because that's the most physically demanding position to play. So it's tough to get substitutions in on the defensive line. The other thing it does is it forces you at times to become a little bit more simplistic in your approach. It's harder to get the exotic blitzes and pressures and coverage packages that you want to get involved in your game plan executed, because there's less communication or less time for communication. So it forces you to be a little bit more simple on defense. But the Browns aren't real exotic on defense anyway, and they're playing pretty well. The other thing is they've had a chance now to look at it for 2 weeks. They've had a chance to study it on film. They've had a chance to go out on the field and practice and duplicate it as much as they can in their scout team work. So I don't know that it'll be a big problem for the Browns. You know, they've just got to stay up with it. They've just got to be sharp. They've got to be quick to unpile after a tackle. They've got to be ready to get a new call in. They've got to do a great job of communicating. And you know, we'll see how it goes. It'll be fun to watch.
Well, Jim, it's going to be fun to see you in Cleveland when you're here doing the game. Appreciate the time you took with us, and we'll be talking soon, man.
My pleasure, Vic. You take care.
All right, Jim Moore from Fox Sports. He'll be the analyst for Sunday's game, television coverage between the Browns and the Seahawks. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.